local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three on a Wednesday, February 7, 2024. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. A lot to get to here over the next 49 minutes. Traffic and weather on the fives, of course. And the text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. We start, as we always do, with our top three stories today. In Israel, more than 30 of the remaining hostages taken by Hamas during the group's attack are dead. Israeli official Amir Ohana says most of the hostages are still alive.
We don't know the precise number, but as soon as they come back home to their families, it will be better.
And according to the New York Times report, at least 32 of the 136 hostages have reportedly been killed. That news comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken remains in the Middle East trying to free those remaining hostages and broker an agreement over a ceasefire.
We have been intensely focused from day one on getting the hostages, all the hostages, back with their families where they belong.
And the still no agreement over the ceasefire. Israel said no to Hamas's latest proposal. The plan that's being worked on by Blinken along with Qatari and Egyptian mediators would see three phases lasting 45 days each. And here in the States, a missing Marine helicopter found in California, but five Marines remain unaccounted for.
A remote area of the Cleveland National Forest. It's rugged terrain out here. There's lots of rocks. There's truck trails that go through the area, but the mud and the snow, it can become treacherous to travel.
The 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing said the helicopter was found in Pine Valley, just over 40 miles east of San Diego. A search and rescue operation is underway to find the five missing Marines. The helicopter was being used in a training flight from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas when it was reported overdue. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local story involves OLF 8, where just before tomorrow's Escambia County Commission meeting, there is a second offer now on the table for the property in Beulah. On Tuesday, an offer came in from Precision Capital, appearing to offer $20 million for nearly the entire property. According to the offer letter, a portion of green space would be given back to the county for a park and a school. The Escambia County Commissioners want to hold back 250 acres for the sole purpose of job creation. There's also the OLF 8 and Beulah Master Plan to consider.
Some developers have looked at it and go, well, you know, maybe this is a little bit too restrictive. Some think that, you know, we can work with this. So that's going to be a huge discussion for the board. Is either one of these two developers, are they going to be able to adhere to the master plan? And if so, how well are they going to be able to do that?
And that's County Administrator Wes Moreno. He talked to Channel 3. Last month, Beulah Town Center LLC sent a revised offer of $20 million for 290 acres of the site. 6:15 now, a little shy of that, but we'll go ahead and get our traffic and weather update for the first time this hour.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see, looking at traffic here, there was not a ton to report on late last hour, other than some issues on Pine Forest Road and maybe some if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, but both of those are looking clear at the moment for the most part. So if you're dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right, thank you. Taking a look at our Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast. Right now we are sitting at 54 degrees, 48 the overnight low tonight, partly sunny on Thursday, 66. 57, pretty nice night tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies. That'll continue Friday. Bit warmer, though, close to 70 degrees. Friday night into Saturday, chance of rain about 20%, 40% chance of showers Saturday, up to 60% on Sunday. Highs over the weekend will be in the low 70s, so that's a look ahead. More local headlines. The state attorney's office announcing this afternoon the Pensacola woman who doused a convenience store clerk with gasoline and set her on fire will spend the rest of her life in prison. That's Betty Jean McFadden, who was convicted of attempted first-degree murder. The incident happened back on March 30th of 2022 at the Circle K on North W Street. At the time, investigators say McFadden was told earlier in the day that she wasn't allowed to panhandle outside of the gas station. She left and returned with a gas can. The victim suffered life-threatening injuries. Thankfully, though, she survived. It appears Pensacola won't play host to a SpaceX splashdown after all. Back to your doll live citizens. After undocking from the International Space Station today, the Dragon capsule is now scheduled to splash down in the Atlantic. I don't know. It seems like it would be too far to have any sonic booms. According to Studio 850, the Gulf recovery ship that had been hanging out in the Panhandle Gulf waters the last couple of days has returned to Tampa Bay. So, sorry to spoil the fun there, but that's how it is. Sheriff Chip Simmons says he's allowing his deputies more leeway when it comes to high-speed chases, particularly with stolen cars. Just in the last week, there have been two chases stopped, and in one of them, stolen guns were recovered.
We do cancel chases. I'm not saying we don't cancel a chase. Right. We're not doing it. We're not running until the wheels fall off. What I told them, the real big change is if we can chase them, we can bump them. And so we're going ahead and bumping these cars and getting these bad guys off the streets.
Yeah, and Simmons actually said that sometimes suspects will, after they've been arrested, request to speak to a supervisor, believing that deputies aren't allowed to bump them. So, you know, he says, hey, you know, some of these frequent flyers, they think that they can just kind of get a sense for what deputies will or won't do in situations. And they're like, hey, you can't bump us. And they're like, yeah, actually, we can. So that's an important update for you if you're out there contemplating stealing a car.
Carjackers, beware.
Don't do that. Pretty cool note for the Grand Mardi Gras Parade happening downtown Pensacola. Austin, you can see him. How many autographs did you sign last week?
Oh, so many, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. So the Training Air Wing 6, led by Captain Douglas White out of NAS Pensacola, they'll be conducting a flyover. The parade starts at 2 Saturday down Palafox Street. So that's pretty cool there. I am not aware of any local Mardi Gras or any other parades for that matter that have involved flyovers.
Me neither. I've worked from, or I have made appearances and helped set up multiple parades for this company. In the time I've been here, never seen it.
Yeah.
Once.
So that'll be pretty cool there. 6:18, we'll take a break there. Back with state and national headlines when we return. Hour number 3 of Pensacola right now.
Pep Talk. What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. And now, during our President's Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, exactly 6:25 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather, and I mean especially quick. We only had problems recently on Pine Forest Road and Navarre Parkway, but both of those streets appear to be looking clear at the moment. So outside of, I was about to say we don't have anything going on. That could not be less true. We actually do have issues traveling both east and west on Caroline Street. If you are trying to get into downtown Milton, whether it be coming from Dogwood Drive or coming over Blackwater River. So if you are in that area, you're going to have some issues. Outside of that, there shouldn't be anything holding you up for too long.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with lows in the 40s. We're going to see sort of a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with a high pretty close to 65 degrees. Now, the weather will continue to be dry on Friday, but there's a chance for rain over the weekend. Saturday's rain chance is about 30%, and then it ramps up to 60% on Sunday. The most likely time for rain is going to be at the very tail end of the weekend heading into Sunday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, 54 degrees, overnight low 48. Around the state of Florida in Tallahassee, attorneys on both sides of the abortion debate making their arguments heard in front of the state Supreme Court. A hearing was held on whether an abortion referendum should go on November's ballot.
The people of Florida's right to amend their constitution is fundamental to our state's democracy. Seeking to exercise that right, nearly a million Floridians and counting have made clear they want to vote on the amendment before this court.
The amendment says the state can't restrict abortion before viability unless the patient's health is in danger. The court has until April 1st to approve or reject the proposed ballot language.
And homelessness is under the microscope at the state capitol today. House Bill 1365, filed today by State Representative Sam Garrison, would restrict sleeping on public property.
We're just saying as a state in Florida, we're not going to go down that road. We're just not going to do it. We're going to try to do it in a way that requires this in alignment with the requirements of our Constitution.
Opponents say that this puts impossible mandates on local governments and punishes people who have no alternatives because of the housing crisis.
Governor DeSantis joining the chorus of Republicans who say the bipartisan border security bill is not nearly enough.
And now all they've created in this situation is they've given Biden an opportunity to say, hey, he wanted to do something and these Republicans stopped it. So it's kind of like Lucy with the football.
He recently ordered up 1,000 troops from the Florida National Guard and the Florida State Guard to deploy to the border.
And Governor Ron DeSantis, keeping with that theme, is awarding Indian River State College a $4 million grant through the state's Job Growth Grant Fund. The school is opening a center for ballistics and emerging technology where students will learn to produce safety and security equipment, such as bulletproof glass for police vehicles and ballistic assault barriers for law enforcement and the military.
And a story that just makes you shake your head and wonder why. Teacher and her aide are accused of tying up an autistic nonverbal student in Manatee County. Bradenton police say Karina Chindamo was arrested for false imprisonment of the 7-year-old boy. The 31-year-old allegedly tied the boy's wrist with a nylon walking rope that was wrapped around a chair leg in the playground. BPD says the boy sat on the ground behind the chair while restrained for about an hour.
I mean, as you said, why would you do that, first of all? I mean, I understand it takes a patient mind to deal with kids, especially kids that are autistic and deal with, like, special development issues of any kind. But it's just a matter of, like, why did you do this? And to the point to where, in front of everybody, to where this could easily be, especially nowadays when everybody's got a phone, I mean, you're not even thinking. Like, you're not even thinking about repercussions and how easy it is to be caught.
No.
Let's see. National headlines here, just real quickly. A border security and foreign aid package is dead in the Senate. The bill failed to get the necessary 60 votes to move forward into chamber today after Republicans made it clear they weren't strongly opposed to it. They claim it doesn't go far enough to curb the flow of illegal immigration.
Congressman Matt Gaetz says part of the blame for the failed vote to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas can go to conservatives who kicked out George Santos, also singled out former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, saying that McCarthy would have voted for the impeachment but decided to take his marbles and go home after being removed from the speakership.
And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will face a grilling on Capitol Hill over his secretive hospitalization. He's scheduled to testify before the House Armed Services Committee on February 29th. He faced sharp criticism for the unannounced hospitalization last month, and it wasn't disclosed to Biden or other senior administration officials for several days.
Yeah, and it'll be tomorrow in Washington, D.C. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments over the Colorado Supreme Court's removal of Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot. That's a look at what's happening around the nation. 6:30, Fox News Update gets us more there. We'll be back with a look at sports, health, business, and science as well.
Fox News.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. A proposed border security package dies in the Senate. Fox's Aisha Hosni is on Capitol Hill.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell, the nail in the coffin, as nearly every Republican and several Democrats block the bipartisan border deal from getting a vote on the Senate floor. Democrat leader Chuck Schumer quickly pivoting to his backup plan, a global aid package without the controversial border policy.
New details are emerging about a group of apprehended migrants thought to be involved in the attack of two NYPD officers.
Some of the men picked up by federal immigration officers on a Phoenix-bound bus are not the men suspected in the assault on a pair of NYPD officers. So it's still believed some of the migrant men who were charged and released last week are headed out west to the California-Mexico border.
Fox's CB Cotton, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. For the first time in more than two decades, Mexico last year surpassed China as the leading source of goods imported to the United States. This amid growing tensions between Washington and Beijing. Figures released today by the Commerce Department show that the value of goods imported from Mexico rose 5% last year. More than $475 billion. At the same time, the value of Chinese imports tumbled 20% to $427 billion. Disney is out with better-than-expected fiscal first-quarter earnings. The media and entertainment giant also lifted its profit guidance for the full year and said it's on pace to meet or exceed its goal of cutting costs by at least $7.5 billion by the end of fiscal 2024. Shares of Disney are up 6.4% in late trading. In the day's regular session, stocks posted solid gains, with the S&P 500 notching a fresh closing high just 5 points shy of the 5,000 milestone. That broad index rose 40 points today. The Dow gained 156. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. As we inch closer to the Super Bowl, it seems like the player with the most to gain on Sunday is Brock Purdy. For months, we talked about how to refer to Brock, and now we have a chance to refer to him as a Super Bowl champion in 4 days. As for the person with the most to lose, it's Kyle Shanahan. He's choked away two Super Bowls before with the Atlanta Falcons and the San Francisco 49ers, and now needs the third time to be a charm. I'm Zach Gelb.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
you know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. It does not appear you're going to have many issues wherever you may be unless you are trying to travel westbound on Caroline Street and come over Blackwater River to get into downtown Milton. We had some issues there going both ways on Caroline. There was no confirmation of an accident report, but it is still heavily backed up. So if you are anywhere near that area, be on the lookout for that.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows down in the 40s. Nice weather Thursday, dry, sun and clouds in the skies with a high pretty close to 65. The weather continues to be dry on Friday, but it's this weekend we have a chance for rain. Might see a little bit of light rain move through during the day on Saturday. That rain chance is 30%, but it goes up as we move through the weekend. So Sunday, rain chance jumps to 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 6:38 here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. In the sports world today, the big news here locally would be that Nick Saban has a new gig, and it's with ESPN.
Right.
He'll work primarily as an analyst on College Game Day and will also contribute to the network's NFL draft coverage and SEC Media Days. I think that's a great spot for him. Called that when he retired. I just think it was a natural fit. Of course, he's done it, you know, sporadically here and there.
Yeah,
usually like, you know, college football playoffs that his team is no longer in. You know, usually like on national title games that Alabama hasn't played in, he's usually, you know, part of the pregame, stuff like that. And of course, he's done guest appearances on game day. So yeah, I think that's a great fit for him. On the sports schedule tonight, ESPN doubleheader just started. Warriors and 76ers, no Joel Embiid. And then Pelicans, Clippers at 9 o'clock. I believe the Clippers just took over the number one spot in the Western Conference. So they've been playing very good.
Did they take it from the Thunder?
I think they did. That's why I thought I saw that. I may be wrong.
No, you're correct.
Okay. TNT doubleheader also. Lightning Rangers, that just got started. No score in the first period. Wild and Blackhawks at 8:30. Edmonton Oilers had a 16-game win streak going, and then they ran into last year's Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights, and they lost. I believe it was the first game back from the All-Star break. Had they won, they would have tied the Pittsburgh Penguins from 1992 and 93 for the longest win streak in NHL history. Ah, yes, the Penguins featuring Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr.
I've heard of Jaromir Jagr.
You've heard. You better have heard of Lemieux then.
No, I haven't.
Really?
Here's a fun fact for you. I've only heard of that.
Well, you know what? That's not because Jaromir Jagr played in. I mean, he's still playing, I think, in Russia. But I mean, he's
Really?
That's why you probably heard of him because of how long he's played.
I've heard of him because I heard from him, I heard of him in an SNL skit. That's the only reason I know that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So when I say I'm not a huge hockey follower, I mean it.
Yeah.
We've also got some college basketball going on. Let's see here. Starting with number 16, Alabama at number 12, Auburn. That tipped off at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Auburn currently holds a steady lead, 36-28 on Alabama with 6.5 to go in the first half. Also, tipping off at the same time on the SEC Network, we had LSU at number 6, Tennessee. That game's not nearly as close. Tennessee's currently spanking the Tigers 44-23. So that's not looking too hot there. Later on tonight at 7:30, we've got number 19 Creighton taking on Providence on FS2. Lastly, Tiger Woods announcing his return to play. Woods committed to playing in the Genesis Invitational next week near Los Angeles. He has not played since last year's Masters.
All right. Health, business, and science notes today. A new flavor of Coca-Cola will be hitting store shelves soon. Coca-Cola Spiced is set to go on sale on the 19th, marking the company's first new permanent flavor in 3 years. It's described as a burst of refreshing raspberry flavors and spiced notes.
Okay.
The company is also launching a flavor called Happy Tears. That will be available exclusively on TikTok on February 17th to mark Random Acts of Kindness Day.
All right. And you hope it's going to be better than Y3000.
That's right. I hope it is.
A California lab may be on the verge of a medical breakthrough. Scientists at Stanford University are working on a blood test that could potentially save millions of lives by detecting cancer much earlier than before. They say the samples are far larger than what Theranos was doing before the company tanked and insist that they're able to show results. The test could also reportedly tell when patients are cancer-free so they can stop their medication sooner.
Also, update from researchers at the University of Arkansas announcing the finding of a new drug to help people who are genetically predisposed to Alzheimer's. The drug could potentially prevent the disease in patients. The findings were published last month and show that the drug targets a specific gene, so-called Alzheimer's gene, which can be present in one or both parents.
And the average cost of a 30-second ad spot during the Super Bowl is $7 million. At least 110 million people are expected to tune in, while last year's Super Bowl was the most-watched telecast in U.S. history, with more than 115 million people watching. I wonder what made that one so special. I mean, you know, because it was the Chiefs-Eagles. The Chiefs had won before. The Eagles had won, like, 5 years prior. It's like, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, obviously big names on both teams. Kelce Brothers, maybe?
Maybe.
Could have been because of that.
So it's the most watched telecast in terms of overall numbers of people watching,
right?
But it is not the highest rated Super Bowl. And so, I mean, population growth.
Yeah. It was Andy Reid facing his former team because he took the Eagles to Super Bowl 39. So there were some storylines there.
Sure.
But
you know, and you obviously have the element of gambling, which is much more prevalent now, and just, you know, different reasons. But this one will be probably more people watching just in terms of sheer numbers.
Could be.
Also, speaking of Super Bowl commercials, this one's pretty interesting. DoorDash says they'll be giving one winner every product and service advertised during the Super Bowl.
DoorDash can DoorDash pretty much anything. So this year, during football's biggest event, DoorDash will DoorDash stuff from all the ads. All to one winner. All the snacks. Every automobile. A tax service. And who knows what else? We haven't fully thought this thing through yet. Just look for the promo code on the big day for a chance to win it all. DoorDashAllTheAds.com.
Yeah, so my assumption, and I believe yours too, is that it's going to be like a QR code
Could
that
be.
Is on the screen. And, you know, so people will hold their phone up to it, and then it'll take them directly to the website, and then you can try to crack the code and be entered to win there. Pretty neat idea for sure.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. 6:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. You're really only going to have issues if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton. Outside of that, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, and Alan with the weather forecast.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows down in the 40s. Nice weather Thursday, dry, sun and clouds in the skies with a high pretty close to 65. The weather continues to be dry on Friday, but it's this weekend we have a chance for rain. Might see a little bit of light rain move through during the day on Saturday. That rain chance is 30%, but it goes up as we move through the weekend. So Sunday, rain chance jumps to 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
54 degrees right now, 48 the low. Pop culture notes, it was 60 years ago today that the Beatles arrived in the U.S. for the first time. They touched down at JFK Airport, frenzied throngs of people. They had a news conference shortly after.
Does all that hair help you sing?
Definitely, yeah.
You feel like Samson. If you lost your hair, you'd lose what you have.
I don't know.
Beatles continued into Manhattan, then 2 days later performed on the Ed Sullivan Show. If you haven't, I wouldn't call it nostalgia for me because I wasn't alive back then, but it is pretty cool to watch the show, you know, just YouTube it, Ed Sullivan, the Beatles, first performance. It's pretty interesting. And obviously the mania that would follow
was that when they performed, Twist and Shout?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that. That is a good performance, and it shows all the girls going stands. Master P and Snoop Dogg are filing a lawsuit against some of the biggest food retailers in the country. The rappers say that the companies conspired to halt their efforts to sell their cereal brand. According to a TMZ report, they hired famed criminal attorney Ben Crump to file a lawsuit against Post and Walmart after both allegedly teamed up to ruin their deal to sell Snoop cereal and Mama Snoop.
Mama Snoop, that's a cereal name right there.
I guess.
A couple Disney notes here just being announced here in the last few minutes. Is it Moana or Mona?
Moana.
So Disney announces a sequel is coming soon.
No surprise there. That was a hit.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I'll take your word for it.
It's good.
November 27th is when the sequel will be released. The sequel was originally adapted as a TV show, but Disney CEO Bob Iger was so impressed with the footage, it was adapted into a feature film. Also, Disney announcing today that Taylor Swift's concert film is coming to Disney Plus. In March 15th, the movie includes songs from all three of her L.A. tour dates.
So, wow.
There you go.
Moving on to some wacky and weird headlines here. We'll just get them started before we take a quick break because we've got a few to dig into here. Well, we'll stick with the Disney theme. Disney trips are apparently so overwhelming that tourists are paying for classes on how to plan for them. There are books you can buy and even $39 Zoom tutorials to get the best out of your Disney vacation. I am not a Disney goer, Joe. I don't believe you are either.
Yeah, I've been once, like we talked about last week. But no, I'm sure the time will come where my daughter will ask, "Hey, if we can go to Disney." My sister goes quite often to both Disney World and Disneyland, so she would be a pro at it. So you know, I'll probably just follow her leading on that. But
yeah, well, and that's the thing. If you are not a Disney goer, you probably know someone who is, just like Joe does with his sister. I've known friends who go to Disney all the time, several times a year, don't know where they get the money for this stuff, don't know where they get the desire, but they do it, so I don't doubt that there's a lot of money in this business.
Yeah, I mean, do you have any gleaning on why it is so overwhelming and complicated? I mean, I know there's multiple parks. Right. But and I know there's like different resorts and things like that, but I really can't understand why the idea of going to Disney and having a trip there would be so complicated.
Well, because there is just so much going on. There is, as you said, a variety of parks. All these people are trying to do it. It's constantly packed, and you're trying to do so in a timely manner, and you're also managing finances because it's very expensive. Not only that, but I think the reason people take it so seriously and get so hyped about it is because it's something that's been around for decades. So a lot of the people who take their kids to it, they went as kids, and they remember the magic of it all, and they want to capture that for their children as well.
I think the secret and the key to a good vacation, whether it's Disney or whether it's anywhere else, is having a light itinerary.
Right.
Now, I understand that there's people that want every second of every day planned and mapped out. I am not one of those. But I've, you know, my wife lets me, you know, when we go on a trips, you know, we've gone to Europe twice, went to Paris, went to Rome, went to London. I have, we'll have a couple of things that we'll maybe buy tickets ahead of time for that where we have to be there at a certain time. Otherwise, I'm really concerned with just one or two things. Number one,
yep.
I want to know, like, okay, public transportation, how are we getting around? And, you know, all the cities these days, the big cities, they have, like, the big bus tours or, like, the double-decker buses. You know, you can go around and hop on, hop off at your own leisure. I love those things. And I want a hotel within walking distance of one of those stops.
That's huge.
Other than that, I just want to enjoy it. I want to relax. I want to go where I want to go, do what I want to do at my own pace, no schedule.
Don't break
and
a sweat over
it. It's much more enjoyable that way, I have found.
Yeah, and that's what vacations are for, enjoying it and getting away from stress. Yeah. Don't make it worse.
6:51. We'll take a break right there. Wacky story still to come. Good news as well.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves about the Port of Pensacola project for the pickleball and the fact that that is not something that the city is doing. That is done by a private contractor. Also, that the Roger Scott tennis courts are back open now. Good news. Also talked about a school chaplain's bill that's working its way through the Tallahassee legislature to allow volunteer chaplains in the schools if the school district endorses it and if the parents opt in. Find those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. The only place you are seemingly going to have issues is, well, I was about to say if you were traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, but those issues have seemingly subsided almost completely. So if you are dealing with a problem wherever you should be, it should not hold you up for too long.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows down in the 40s. Nice weather Thursday, dry, sun and clouds in the skies with a high pretty close to 65. The weather continues to be dry on Friday, but it's this weekend we have a chance for rain. Might see a little bit of light rain move through during the day on Saturday. That rain chance is 30%, but it goes up as we move through the weekend. So Sunday, rain chance jumps to 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 53 now, 48 overnight tonight. Continuing with some wacky stories, have one from the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Somebody climbed to the top of the sphere today.
Hey, guys. I'm here on top of the sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Don't ask me how, but he did. His name is Mason Deschamps, who calls himself Pro-Life Spider-Man. He says he scaled the structure to raise money for a pregnant homeless woman. He pulled a similar stunt last year in Phoenix during the Super Bowl as well.
Well, good for him, I guess.
Yes.
A man is in custody after apparently deciding to bear all at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Broward County deputies arrested Martin Evtemov on Monday for allegedly walking around the airport naked. The 36-year-old is facing charges that include exposing sexual organs, disorderly intoxication, and resisting arrest.
Yeah, and also if you're doing something illegal, take a note from Uncle Joe and Austin to don't call attention to yourself.
There you go.
Case in point, a guy in Indiana was shining lasers at planes near a small airport. A cop drove out there to see if they could figure out where it was coming from. No luck until the guy decided to shine the laser directly at the cop car.
Moron.
Cops pulled over Chris Clem, and with him, they found, along with the two lasers that he had, meth and crushed up painkillers.
Ah, there's the explanation. Mm-hmm. Some good news here. A Malaysia-born creator has gone viral for sharing how she spotted her husband in the background of a selfie that she took years before they met. Jin Chia says that the photo was snapped in October of 2012. That was about 2 years before they connected and 11 years before the pair married. She says that the timing of when they met was perfect because if they had met then, it wouldn't have worked because she was a narcissistic monster, unaware and naive.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a really cool story there. We had a texter last hour say that his wife and him were on the same flight for basic training. They didn't meet until 6 months later when they wound up at the same base. 10-year anniversary is this month, so that's pretty cool there.
Congrats to them.
Yeah, my wife and I, we met. So I'm originally from Ohio. She's born and raised here. I went to PCC my freshman year. Then I moved back when I finished my schooling there, started my career professionally in Ohio, moved to Iowa, and then got a chance to move back here when I started at News Radio. As I was moving here, I texted an evangelist, a friend of mine who lives in the area, said, "Hey, you got any churches that you can recommend?" He mentioned, "Oh, yeah, I'm preaching at this particular church on Sunday." I went in, and we met that first week, started dating about a year later, and then obviously the rest is history. But, wow. Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, I can't say that, you know, our paths ever crossed, you know, the previous time that I was in Pensacola. But, you know, it's like I was going to school about 15 minutes away from where she was growing up and, you know, never knew that I would be back, but that's pretty cool there.
No, it is, yeah.
Also in good news, dad in Las Vegas noticed his daughter falling behind in reading after schools closed down during the pandemic. So even though he had no coding experience, he started working on an AI reading app to help her catch up. Using ChatGPT, it tracks the words your kid knows and pairs them with words they're struggling with and creates a custom children's story using just those specific words. That's for somebody no coding to be able to do that.
Quite impressive.
To catch your daughter up. That's amazing. It's called Word Stumble. It's now free for anybody to use. I mean, that's inspiring. I hope that the little one is not planning on any sort of heroic endeavors from me. I am praying every night that if my daughter struggles in some sort of subject, that it is reading, speech, or history.
Yeah,
nothing else. See mommy.
Yeah, math is something that kids really struggle with. I struggled with it, and kids hate having to do it, and they hate needing help. So you have good luck with that, buddy.
Yeah. That'll do it for us on a Wednesday. We're back same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7, Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, News Radio 92.3.